This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got some ticket texts that are coming in, some Twitter responses as well, to not just what Jeff just proposed to me with the golf outing in a couple weeks, but about other stuff too. Michael had sent us to Twitter. The Gibson trade is a great deal for the Wings. Comment on that. That's a big upgrade with the best goalie available this year.
I think we did.
We did. And I do think that's an upgrade. And I do think that that move leads me to think that the Red Wings are better now than they were after the season. How much better? We'll see. They got a long way to go here, but they also still have some time to make something happen in free agency. And then now I put in my calendar. It's July 25th. It's a Friday at 2:00. Then hopefully by that point, Steve Yzerman has made a trade.
That's the Yzerman trade deadline.
The Yzerman trade deadline is July 25th. An arbitrary
at 2:00
that I need for my own sanity for the Red Wings to add some player of significance to
this
team.
He's a failure if he doesn't do so.
I mean, the player of significance has to be like a top four defenseman or a top six forward.
Love it.
That's the player of significance if you wanted to define it in some way.
Or trade John Gibson and get even a better goalie. I'm just leaving it out there for a chance, but yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Couple quick ticket texts for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If I were to lose, not going to happen, but if I were to lose, Dave and Farmington, have Rieger eat the hottest pepper on the planet.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Thank you. Gator, if you win, you should make him grow his hair out for 3 months.
Now that is a possibility.
Oh, God, that would look awful.
Although I think it might have to go longer than 3 months because I'm not sure how you got to. I need contrast. I don't know if you're going to get enough contrast after three months.
I mean, I would have to shave it down to shave it. Yeah, I don't want to do that. How about this one? Do you agree with this? Scott, what you are witnessing is Rieger, spelled wrong, subconsciously needing your validation for not only his self-esteem, but for the years of regressed childhood trauma of not getting enough attention as a kid. I feel like what he really wants from you is a gold star or a treat, as if you were to give a dog a treat because you asked him to shake and he raised his paw.
Well, Jeff is the classic middle child
syndrome. I am a middle child.
No question
for sure,
about that.
No question.
I mean,
that.
You are without a doubt the classic middle child.
Yeah, I got the MCS. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier today. You're a performer. You do need.
I need an
to
audience.
Perform for people. I'm not. But here's the thing about Jeff. Jeff doesn't care if you like it or not. He just wants to be out there and perform. Do you love the attention? I don't know if you necessarily love the attention.
Of it's bad attention.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think you just love to perform.
That's right. I don't, you psychoanalyzing me is a little scary. You might be right about that. I don't know. I don't know myself very well, apparently, Gator. All I know is.
We're getting to know you by the minute.
Here's what I will tell you.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on, I think. But my entire life, I've wanted to be good at something. other than I'm being loud and obnoxious and annoying and striping baseball fields. And I fell in love with the game of golf, but it has not fallen in love with me. And I struggle. It's such a challenge. And every year at this damn outing, I think to myself, I'm going to do well. I'm going to beat a bunch of people. I'm going to kick everybody's ass. I'm not going to be the worst golfer. And every year it doesn't go well. Last year, I made a little bit of progress. And then this year is my year. So, yes, I've been obsessed a little bit, without a doubt. There's worse things to be obsessed with than golf.
This is true.
Like, I could be obsessed with a person or something, and then next thing you know, I get a slap restraining order on me.
But how much do you think you've really improved over the last 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years.
I've made a great improvement from last year to this year. Yes.
How much do you really think you've improved over the last 10 years?
I mean,
like, were you shooting 115 10 years ago?
I'm like Trajan Langdon. I like to improve in the margins.
You maybe have gotten marginally better.
Yes. I mean, listen, maybe. On a good day, my best score ever is 87. My worst score ever, it's awful. On a normal day, I can be high 90s. Okay. Normal day. On a great day, I'm low 90s. On an awful day, I'm low 100s to mid 100s. Well, I mean, like, you know,
past 110.
105. No, it's not 110.
You sure about that?
No. So anyway, I did take a couple lessons. I got two more lessons planned before we play. So hopefully you don't get too worried.
Yeah, don't put too many thoughts in your head, though. Don't want to have that happen.
No. I've actually worked on this. I've actually worked on not having the moment too big.
Have you?
Yeah.
I just got done watching the movie again. It's a great movie with Tom Cruise. It's called The Last Samurai. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, ago, though.
Great movie. And while he's getting his ass kicked in samurai sword training, somebody comes up who's his translator and says, too many minds.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does that mean? Too many minds. Mind your surroundings. Mind this person. Mind what too many minds. Too many things are in your head. Just make sure you don't get too many things in your head.
Mm, yeah.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
If you get too many things in your head, Jeff.
So you're already starting.
You start talking back.
He already said, this is what I wanted. This is what I wanted. He's already starting, trying to get in my head.
Just saying.
Trying to rip my golf. Like, listen, my mental IQ is not all that impressive. Well, I know that doesn't shock anybody. So you would think it's easy to get in my head, except for this.
Oh, I wouldn't think it's easy.
I got various coaches for this outing. I got a health coach. I got a nutrition coach. I got a mental coach.
Well, then,
golf coach.
If you already have all those many coaches, then you definitely have too many thoughts in your head. Anyway, I look forward to it. We'll see what happens here in a month from now when we do the show the following Monday.
Just think of whatever you want me to give to you, which I will not.
Yeah, sure. Just get ready for it. But you had mentioned before the show, you and I were talking about golf, among other things. There was something that happened that you found to be quite obnoxious on the golf course. And I know that everybody that has golfed, whether you're really good or really bad, if you're Rieger or if you're, you know, Chris Fellar. Chris is really good.
See what he did there?
Before he had kids, he was really before
so,
he had
his first kid. I am the bad one.
It's just an example. I could have before, put somebody
he's still
else on
good.
There.
What are you talking about?
No, I played with him a few weeks ago in a media event at the Rocket Classic. He was awful. And I said, dude, this is what happens after you have kids.
Yeah, but what's awful? He probably still shot 81.
No.
Oh.
No, he shot in like mid-90s. He was,
now.
He was yeah.
I refuse
he was
to
terrible.
Believe it. Well, that's I the refuse truth. To believe it.
He was terrible. He'll tell you. And he knows. And he knows because now he's dad. He can't play.
Yeah, it's hard. It gets a little tough.
So anyway,
that's why I blame my kid. That's why I'm not that good.
So no matter how good you are, you've been on a golf course and you've found something that was obnoxious. Whatever it was. Somebody you played with, something that somebody did that you played with, it was just obnoxious, or whatever the case is. Maybe it's the layout of the course or whatever. What's the most obnoxious thing that you've seen on the golf course? Jeff has something that I haven't heard yet. I'm curious to hear what it is. I've got one in mind in my life that has happened. So it doesn't matter how good you are. If you've ever played the game of golf, something obnoxious that happened on the course, what was the most obnoxious thing you ever saw? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.